Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Placido Polanco. Batting third. The DH, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Carlos Guillen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ivan Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Craig Monroe. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brandon Inga. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jordan Tata. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Murphy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. And now, play ball. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Granderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Polanco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Granderson moves to third. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Granderson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Casey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Piazza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Inga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scudero hits a fly ball into left field. Monroe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coetzee takes first base on ball four. Piazza moves to second. Donnie Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Inga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Monroe strikes out. One out. Brandon Inga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Inga hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Inga reaches second base with a double. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Granderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Granderson hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Placido Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Polanco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Suzuki is hit by the pitch. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suzuki moves to second. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Piazza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scudero is 0-for-1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coetzee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Scudero goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1. Athletics, 1. Donnie Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suzuki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kotze scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Inga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 0-for-1 in the game. Casey strikes out. Two outs. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monroe is 0-for-1 in the game. Monroe hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Inga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Granderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Granderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a line drive into center field. Kotze picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kotze. Granderson goes all the way around to score. Polanco moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Polanco scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Monroe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Inga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Casey is 0 for 2 in the game. Casey hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Monroe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monroe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it and throws to first for the out. Monroe moves to second. Two outs. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Granderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Granderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monroe scores. Granderson moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Kiko Calero now pitching. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Polanco reaches second base with a double. Granderson scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buck strikes out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. One out. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Casey is 0 for 3 in the game. Casey is walked intentionally. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monroe hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Durbin now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piazza strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Inga strikes out. 1 out. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Granderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Granderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Placido Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Polanco hits a line drive into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Todd Jones now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Cust pinch hits for Kurt Suzuki. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.